This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss Phase 2 of the district's four-phase building plan. As Newsworthy told you last month, changes in zoning to the Whitman Regional Airport mean that the district cannot build at South Park School. Instead, the board will discuss building a new consolidated middle school at the Shapiro site, along with a pre-K center at Perry Tipler Middle School. The board has until January 21st to finalize their plans, approve the ballot language, and then get a spot on the upcoming April ballot. The city council will look at the possibility of having the next year tax bill arrive prior to Thanksgiving. Usually the tax bill doesn't arrive till mid-December. Supporters of the idea say that way residents can plan for how they're going to pay the property tax bill. Unemployment has now dropped to 2.6% at Oshkosh. The latest state numbers for November show that 35,508 people are currently working. That's up about 100 jobs from last year at this time. Police say that they have found an Oshkosh man missing for the last 5 months. Police say that they have contacted 23-year-old Aiden Jara, and he is safe and sound. Page 2, the new 2025 Oshkosh Destination Guide is now available. You can pick up your copy by contacting the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Winnebago County Board may go into closed session tonight to discuss the upcoming closure of UW-Oshkosh Fox City's campus. The county will take over that campus sometime later this year. The city's planning board will have a workshop today on a possible development at the Sunnyview Expo Center. The Waterfest 2025 countdown now has begun. Opening night is set for Thursday, June the 12th. Freddy's opens today. They're featuring frozen custard and steak burgers. You'll find the new restaurant on Washburn. And a reminder that the Chamber's 117th annual meeting is coming up January 16th at the Oshkosh Convention Center. Registration is open for individual tickets for a limited time. Just email or call the Chamber of Commerce for tickets and information. Turning to sports, boys basketball teams play tonight. Kimberly comes to town to take on Oshkosh North. West is at Kakata, and Lourdes will square off against Valley Christian. And the Herd has been on the road for a while, but they're back home Sunday afternoon. They'll take on Osceola, Florida, the Magic. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.